AJB's podcast, 1 May 2018. Jesus says, Me Too. As any regular readers of my blog will clearly know by now, I am no great fan of political correctness. I do need to emphasise that the phenomenon of PC is often linked to genuine issues, which we all should be dedicated to resolving, but it is the mechanism of political correctness, the concept creep, the unquestioning adherence, the simplistic generalisations, and the tribalism which is the problem. So, often giving a social issue the old PC treatment just reduces it to a farce. And while the people who love PC for its own sake, such as our old friends the social justice warriors, thrive on it, they really just become an increasingly isolated minority group making more and more noise about something that no one else really cares that much about. And so we have the Me Too movement. Undoubtedly there are times when women, and some men, have been treated badly, and this might occasionally extend to illegal sexual abuse and rape. But the Me Too movement encourages everyone to jump on the bandwagon and trivialises the whole thing. As I said, I'm sure there are genuine cases where people have been real victims, but I'm equally sure there are many cases where people have seen this as simply a way to gain some fleeting fame, to feel the inclusivity of being part of a group they perceive as being persecuted, or just to simply jump on board the latest PC sideshow and virtue signal to their friends within the same sad echo chamber they exist in. So when I hear someone proclaiming Me Too, I wonder whether what they are really saying is, yes, let me be part of the latest trendy leftist fad too. Let me say again, before I'm criticised as a misogynist or a privileged white male or whatever else the latest trendy insult is, I fully accept there are real issues here, and the original purpose of Me Too might have been quite genuine, but it doesn't seem that way anymore. To demonstrate how truly ridiculous this has become, I just heard that a theologian has claimed that Jesus was also subject to sexual abuse and therefore deserves to be part of Me Too. This really does seem like an extreme case of everyone wanting to get on the old PC bandwagon. Actually, when I say everyone, I really mean just those who subscribe to the victim mentality the politically correct left love to inflict on society as a whole. So here's the argument. In Mark 15:16-24, the crucifixion of Jesus is described. Here's what it says according to the NIV, which uses plain English and best suits the style of this blog. If you prefer other versions of the Bible, feel free to look up parallel translations. You might also be interested to read the other gospel writers' slightly contradictory accounts. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him and twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And then they began to call him out, Hail, King of the Jews! And again, they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put on his clothes. Then they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, which he did not take. Then they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. Apparently this describes a case of sexual abuse where Jesus was stripped three times. Your interpretation of the text may vary. But so what? Clearly this actually describes a hideous torture that no one should have been subjected to, yet many people were. Some imagined connection to Me Too just seems so obviously self-serving. They find it quite insulting, even as a non-Christian. Christianity has a history of invoking a sentiment of persecution, which has been used as an element of bonding for its members. If you are a Christian and you know you are being repressed by another group, it tightens the bonds within the group and makes it stronger. If the originator of your religion was persecuted, then the effect is even stronger. Now, it might make sense for a modern Christian theologian to reinforce that feeling of repression by latching onto its modern equivalent, the Me Too movement. Yeah, that's a nice try. But I doubt whether there'll be many takers on that one. After all, Christianity is the most dominant religion in the world, so just like all the other dominant groups, whites, males, Americans, it cannot be allowed into the exclusive club of the downtrodden. What a world we live in. A serious academic thinks Jesus was the victim of sexual abuse. But wait, since Jesus was from the Middle East, maybe his skin tone was quite a bit darker than most portrayals show. I think I see an opportunity here. Hey Romans, don't kill Jesus. Black Lives Matter.